have received a letter from the Minister of Higher Education on the 29th. And the letter, of course, is a threatening letter to the academic staff. The minister directed the vice chancellors of the 5 public universities to take administrative disciplinary measures against those who are not considering the current economic situation of the country. So upon receiving this letter, the academic staff, of course, are not happy. And we sat as executive body and we called the General Assembly, which we had yesterday at 11:30. And of course, the meeting resolved that since the strike, the demands are not met, so people unanimously agreed that the strike should continue until the demands are met. This is one of the resolutions.
Yes, just before before we go to the other resolutions, described the letter that was written by the Minister of Higher Education as a harsh letter and is a threatening letter. What did it say exactly?
Yeah, it's basically directing the vice chancellors of the universities to take administrative measures against the academic staff, which is completely unacceptable and is not in place. So this is what makes the academic staff not to feel happy, because this is their rights and they are calling for their demands. And the best thing is to dialogue or to find a way forward, but not threatening. So this is what angered the staff.
Yes, and the first resolution is, of course, you said you will be continuing with the strike. And then they say, what are some of the resolutions?
Yeah, the other one is, the second one, that they totally and categorically rejects the letter of the minister, the threatening letter, and denounces it. And that the executive members or committee should reply and write a very strong letter to the minister with regards to this letter he wrote to academic staff. So, and this is one. Secondly, he should also apologize to all academic staff and withdraw that statement, or else the General Assembly of the Public University will call for his removal.
Yes, and this seems to be, you know, becoming like more of the higher education and the lecturers instead of really looking at the issue of the particular strike.
Yeah, because it is actually the minister who turned things around. What we were expecting from him, he was supposed to come and inform us about the meeting we had last time, in which they asked some of us to leave the room and then they continued the meeting there. But the outcome of the meeting was not present to us. We have no idea about it, what have they discussed or what they have reached, and even how to solve this problem, especially the issue of the allowances. Nothing is said about it. It is only that it is going to be considered. How, we don't know. So these are some of the things. We were expecting that from him, but unfortunately, he just wrote a threatening letter, which makes things to be complicated.
Now, what will it take to resolve this problem?
Well, of course, as the resolution of the General Assembly, we need his apology. And then after that, people can continue to dialogue.
Now, just one last quick question for you. If I am a student, should I be worried with the turn of events?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, it's not a good thing, but this is the situation where we find ourselves to be in. And we hope that things will change.